Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. From our gospel reading, when the disciples saw Jesus walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It's a ghost." He said, "Take heart, it is I. Don't be afraid." Peter said, "Lord, if it's you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." Peter cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus took hold of him, saying, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" Those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." This is our text. The disciples probably had their doubts about Jesus even before he made them get into the boat to cross the sea. A quick recap of the things that have recently happened gives the idea of why they might have some doubts about Jesus. Recently, he'd been back home in the town of Nazareth, and there he was met with unbelief and dishonor. Jesus did exactly zero miracles in Nazareth. And then to top it off, his friend and forerunner, John the Baptist, lost his head. Things weren't going particularly well at this point for Jesus and his followers. So I could see the disciples wondering about the extent of Jesus' authority, wondering about his lack of authority in Nazareth, and wondering about how his authority compared to that of the ruler Herod, who had John beheaded. Wondering, is Jesus really who we say we believe he is? Can he really do the things we believe that he can do? His words of assurance are nice, but can they really be trusted? Having these doubts and questions, and then Jesus made them get into that boat to cross to the other side. At night, in that weather, while he remained behind on land. And they do. But I bet they had their doubts. I bet they had their doubts when the boat was a long, long way from land, and when the waves beat against the boat, and when the wind was against them. And if you want to know the damage that wind can do, after service, just snake around and take a look at the tree that fell in my yard last week. Imagine being on the water in a storm like that. And no, I don't think you can see it from in here, so wait till after service. Yet this isn't like that other time that we may call to mind when Jesus was with them in the boat, but asleep. You know, that time when Jesus was asleep in the boat and they were afraid of perishing as the water was coming into the boat, when they woke Jesus up with their panicked cries for help. That's a different time. This time, although they were being tormented by the waves, we aren't told that they cried out for help. We aren't even told that they were relieved when the wind stopped. I wonder if maybe they didn't cry for help on this occasion because Jesus was so far away. You know, not right there in the boat sleeping. So they maybe weren't sure that he could hear them. Maybe they weren't confident that he could help them. Maybe they just weren't sure about his authority. Notice that in today's reading, we're not told that the storm made them afraid. It almost seems as if the storm wasn't the problem. But the problem, in fact, was Jesus. Or you might say the problem was their lack of faith in Jesus. Jesus who came walking to them in the fourth watch of the night, walking on the sea, who came to them even though they hadn't cried out for help. And that's what scared them. Look at the text, and you'll see that's what terrified them, not the storm they were in, but this thing coming across the water to them, walking on the stormy sea. They were terrified, confused, shaken. They said, "It's a ghost, a phantom, something supernatural." They cried out in fear. Can you blame them? They weren't expecting Jesus to be there. He hadn't told them that he was coming. He simply showed up unannounced. Maybe that's why Jesus treats them so gently here, why he doesn't rebuke them, but he encourages them and reassures them, saying, "Take heart, it is I. Don't be afraid." And that's when Peter, who else but Peter, opens his big mouth, "Lord, if it's you, command me to come to you on the water." If it's you. Hadn't Jesus just told them? He just said, "It is I." What more does Peter need? Shouldn't that be enough for us as well? "Take heart. It is I. Don't be afraid." But Peter says, "If it's you," almost like a challenge. "Hey, prove it to me. I don't trust your words of assurance. Give me evidence. Command me to come to you on the water." Be careful what you ask of God. He might just do it. You want evidence? You want me to prove it? Come. One little authoritative word. Jesus said, "Come." And Peter does. Impulsive, big mouth Peter steps out of that boat. He walked on water and came to Jesus. He came to Jesus until he saw the wind, and then he was afraid. Doubts quickly began to rise up in him. His lack of faith gives way to fear. Doubt leads to being afraid. And Peter begins to sink, and now he calls out a second time. Now he calls out not to challenge Jesus, but to find salvation. "Lord, save me." And Jesus does. Immediately, he reaches out his hand and grabs hold of Peter. I almost imagine like a mother dog grabbing a hold of the puppy by the scruff of the neck and pulling him in. He grabs the sinking doubter and pulls him up. He says, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? Why did you doubt, Peter?" It was your lack of faith, wasn't it? And your lack of faith is what causes you to be afraid. The same thing is true of us. You know how it is. Jesus promises that he rules over all creation. Jesus promises that he will deliver us from all adversity. Jesus promises to provide for all our needs. But it's hard to believe sometimes, isn't it? We don't always see Jesus ruling over creation or delivering us from adversity or providing for all our needs, which leads to doubt. And the result is fear. And you know just how powerful fear can be. You know how many stupid, foolish, thoughtless, reckless things fear can lead us to do. So what fears are causing you to sink today? Are you afraid of the coronavirus? Afraid that it's lurking around every corner waiting to attack? Lurking in every friend and family member? Or are you afraid that we've hit a new normal and that life will never be the same? Or afraid of how much you've had to tighten your belt in these times, or of that next round of layoffs, or whether there will be school this fall and what it will be like? Or maybe you're afraid of the state of our country and the upcoming elections, afraid that Trump might be reelected, or afraid that Biden might win. And what foolishness has this fear produced in your life? As I was thinking about the last few months, it became apparent to me in our broader society how much foolishness our fear has led to. Alcohol sales are apparently stronger than ever, and I wouldn't be surprised if the same is true of drugs, legal or not. Domestic abuse has been called in this time the shadow pandemic. And I wonder in how many of our households that shadow has come creeping. Depression, suicide, and deaths of despair are on the increase. The porn industry is doing perfectly fine, of course. And then there's the issue of theft that stems so often from financial insecurity, perhaps a temptation that we've felt. Throw in anger and rage and malice, hatred and slander, and all sorts of vicious words, especially online. And oh, our doubt and our fear have nearly done us in. We're sinking so fast in these waves. The wind is against us. We're being pulled down into the depths, being even pulled down toward hell Lord, save me. Take heart. Jesus is the one. Don't be afraid. He's no ghost. He's no phantom. He's no product of our imagination. He is the Son of God. And he comes to us as he came to the disciples on that boat, unasked for, sometimes unrecognizable, but always with all authority in heaven and on earth. His walk on the sea that day gave the disciples a glimpse, but today he comes to you in an even more astonishing way, because he comes not across the sea, but he comes from beyond the grave. His resurrection from the dead sealed it. Do you remember the disciples in the upper room on Easter evening? Jesus appeared there too, and they thought he was a ghost. But no, he's no ghost. He's risen from the dead. And he promises that he will come again in a way that you can see. Jesus comes to us, having died for us, having died for Peter, and having died for all of us who have such little faith and so much foolishness. He saved others, but he wouldn't save himself. He died for you and for me. And now he comes from that cross, out of death. He comes, and he comes across space and time. He comes here alive and with authority. He comes and he says, "Take heart. It is I. Don't be afraid." He's greater than our doubts. No matter how little our faith might be, it doesn't for a single instant change what he has done. Because it's not about the size of our faith, but it's about the greatness of our Savior. You see, your lack of faith or your little faith, it can't wash away his glory or his mercy or his miracles or his promises. Those remain firm and steadfast. Don't be afraid. Jesus is here. He speaks. You hear his words. He reaches out to take hold of you. You receive his true body and blood. And soon you will see him with your own eyes. You will see not a ghost, but the very Son of God. You will see him just as he promised. You will see him with authority, coming on the clouds with angels and archangels. So come, dear friend, step out of your fear, leave behind your foolishness, and walk toward Jesus. Fix your eyes on him, because he is the author and perfecter of our faith. When the wind and the waves start to sink you, call out to the Savior. When you watch the news, if you must, don't put your trust in the reporters or in the rulers, or in the promises that you read in the headlines or hear from their lips. Jesus is the one you trust. And worship him without fear, today and every day. For he has claimed you as his own, that you might live under his gracious rule now and forever. With authority he comes. With authority he calms. With authority he banishes our fear. And so with Peter and all the disciples, we worship him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." And it is well. It is well. Oh, it is well with my soul. Amen.